If fear is the only thing stopping us from achieving our dreams, and we only fear what we don't understand, then the antidote to fear is knowledge. All we have to do is find out who has the knowledge that we need to conquer our fears and achieve our entrepreneurial dreams. My name is Callum Walker, and welcome to the podcast that will help you figure it out and conquer this lonely entrepreneurial journey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, but specifically, welcome to the first episode of the Sleep Series. So on the previous episode, I really spoke about how I want to just kind of change the structure of the podcast to suit you to the best that it can possibly be. Because I really want this place, this podcast, to be the place that you come to for two main things, really. One, for your education. So as a coach, you can really level up your own ability to learn, not only just acquire more information, but how to actually then take that to then go and use with your clients. Really coming from a place of, for me, I found that the biggest challenge I used to face when I first started up coaching was feeling that I wasn't good enough. Not necessarily me internally, but the tools and the information that I had available to me at the time just weren't quite good enough to really kind of set me apart and really take me forward with things. So I really, really used to struggle heavily with self-doubt, that feeling of imposter syndrome. But that self-doubt and that imposter syndrome then actually used to kind of crystallize itself into my actions in the way in which it would stop me from growing my business, that I wouldn't put myself out there because I was very much scared about almost like being exposed as a bit of a fraud. Do you know what I mean? That I, especially with my clients, like they put me on this pedestal of knowing so much, yet internally I felt, I was like, oh my God, like, you've asked me so many questions this week that I didn't know the answer to, and I've just kind of, almost kind of bullshitted my way and waffled my way through it. And if this continues, eventually I'm going to get exposed. So for me, I really used to self-sabotage myself and stop taking on any form of opportunities to grow my business, really out of a fear of being exposed. But I really found that the antidote to that was learning more knowledge. But as I kind of mentioned on the previous episode, my problem was that when I went to go and learn more knowledge, I didn't really know where to start. I didn't really know what I needed to learn. And more importantly, because of that lack of clarity, I couldn't be consistent. And again, as you know, like, you know, when it comes to your clients, that like the most important thing is ensuring that they're consistent. So for us, you know, especially when it comes to our learning, we really, really need to focus primarily on how can I be consistent. So with me, I couldn't be consistent, which then meant that it just prolonged that imposter syndrome even further. So I figured out how to overcome that, which was really, it came from me being able to just focus solely on one topic every single month. So as opposed to trying to go, oh, I'm going to learn about carbs, I'm going to learn about sleep, I'm going to learn about the microbiome, fasting, alcohol, all of this sort of stuff, I'm just going to focus on one thing every month. And then if I do that in 12 months time, I become a master in 12 topics. That's it. So not only did that strategy really, really remove the overwhelm, the confusion, the lack of clarity that was necessary for me to be consistent, it also turned me into a master in one specific topic, which really is kind of all you really need to do is just rinse and repeat. So what would happen would be, let's say that, for example, I was learning all about, so for the purpose of this episode, all about sleep, that what I would do is I would go, right, this month, so let's say, well, it's March, me recording this now. It's March. In March, in terms of my learning, the only thing I am going to learn about is sleep. Sleep optimization. That is it. So what's my process? So first of all, what I need to do is find out who are the experts. Who are the experts in sleep optimization? So I found the experts. I then went, right, what content have they published? Whether that be in a formal manner, journal articles, what lectures have they delivered, but then also informally, what books have they written, what podcasts have they listened to, And any opportunity I could find in the day where I had some time, I would do that. So specifically what I would do, if you've been listening to the podcast for quite some time, you'll understand what I mean by this with my turbo time, is that this is how my turbo time kind of started. I was like, right, I'm really feeling this self-doubt, this imposter syndrome. And what I'm going to do is first thing in the morning, I'm going to focus on filling this hole and filling this gap. So first thing in the morning, what I did was that I would sit down. So remember, so when I was learning more about sleep, I got Nick Littlehales' book, Sleep. First thing in the morning, I would read Nick Littlehales' book before anything. And all I would do is commit to 20 minutes. That was it. I committed to 20 minutes. And what I did was that by committing to 20 minutes, Monday to Friday, doesn't sound a lot, but that's 100 minutes a week. That's 6.5 hours a month, which is 6.5 more hours than I was doing anyway. But then secondly, because I was legitimately interested in it, I was legitimately interested in learning more about sleep because I wanted to sleep better. That 20-minute session actually became a 30-minute session, which meant that my learning went from 6.5 hours a month to 10 hours a month. And do you know what happened off the back of that? Because I was so fascinated with it and because it had become habitual, that 30-minute session then eventually became an hour, which then meant I was doing 20 hours of learning every single month. That is how I managed to learn more. I managed to learn more consistently, which means that, again, the topic of this whole podcast is, you know, fear is the only thing stopping us from achieving our dreams, and we only fear what we don't understand, then the antidote to fear is knowledge. So if you are feeling an element of self-doubt, imposter syndrome, it's just something you don't know. That's all it is. I promise you, as soon as you highlight specifically, what is it that I don't know? What is it I don't know? Then you can then identify what the problem is, which means you can identify the solution. So, and it's amazing. As soon as you then acquire that knowledge and you have the answer to your question, the self-doubt goes away. The imposter syndrome goes away. But more importantly, do you know what happens? You then want to share that information. You want to share that with other people. You want to share the problem you've just solved, the pain you've just resolved with yourself. And do you know what that means? That's growth. That's business growth. You then want to put yourself out there to share what you have learned. Amazing. So the way in which I'm structuring this, I spoke about on the last episode, but I'm just going to kind of make it even more clearer, is every single month, I'm just going to focus on one topic. I do that in my Next Level Coach membership. So if you don't know my membership, I work with online coaches, personal trainers, gym owners, to really level up your own knowledge on an even deeper level than I go in this podcast. And every single month, we just tackle one topic every single month. And right now, I'm tackling sleep optimization. So therefore, on my podcast, I'm going to help you tackle sleep optimization. So I'm running a series called the Sleep Series, part of Figuring It Out podcast, which is just going to be solely around learning more about sleep. So, in this episode, I'm not going to go fully deep into sleep. That is for the next one. I wanted to keep this short. I say this at the start of every episode, but I am going to keep this short. And I wanted to keep this episode sub 10 minutes. So I've got 1 minute and 15. So actually, I'm going to keep it sub 12 minutes. So like I said, the reason what I want this podcast to be for you is one, your place of education, where you are consistently able to learn what you need to learn so you can become a master in those topics. So this month, we're going to focus on sleep. I'm going to be running through a very, very clear sort of structure. Really, first of all, why sleep? Why is sleep important? Why do you need to learn about sleep? And why am I starting with sleep? Yes, okay, it is because I am, partly because I'm running this in my membership, but also I really do believe when it comes to your coaching, and then also when it comes to your own physical and mental performance, sleep is the most important thing. It is the foundation. To keep it really simple, on that. In the next episode, I am going to go in super detail as to why sleep optimization will genuinely revolutionize not only your coaching, but your productivity, your creativity, your ability to get stuff done, your feeling of well-being. You just feel so much better. Why that is important. But in summary, I'm not being funny. If you're tired, you don't want to train. If you're tired, you don't want to cook. Pretty simple. Being in a sleep-deprived state makes it harder to live a positive life. It makes it harder to live a productive life. So tackling that is vital. That's why I'm starting with this. Now, the way in which I'm going to run this is to start off with, like I said, the next episode I'm going to go into super detail as to why we need to prioritize sleep, the benefits of sleep optimization, not only for you, but then also for your clients. Then the episode, the section after that is really going to be going through how it specifically impacts your clients' journeys. So that really comes down to tackling my three pillars. So how being in a sleep-deprived state negatively impacts your client's ability to burn fat, how it negatively impacts your client's ability to build and maintain lean muscle tissue, but more importantly, how it negatively impacts your client's ability to satisfy and suppress their appetite, to make decisions and fundamentally stay on track with their training, stay on track with their nutrition, which will save you a huge headache. So the first part, I'm going to go through why sleep optimization is important for you. Then after that, I'm going to be going super deep into the impact of sleep deprivation on your clients' results. Then I'm going to go through all of the negative things that your clients are probably doing that is negatively impacting their sleep. So you have an idea on the things to look out for, the questions to ask, like, hey, are you doing this, that's why you're sleeping poorly? Which then brings me on to the final and concluding part, which is here are the positive things that you can put in place to optimize your client's sleep. So really being really simple. This is why it's important for you. This is why it's important for your clients. These are all of the things that they are doing that are screwing up their sleep. And here's all of the solutions you can put in place to improve your sleep and to improve your client's sleep. There we go. How cool is that? So yeah. So without further ado, welcome to the sleep series.